call the Chicago Window Guys today at 847-881-3060. The first 10 callers that mention my name, Dan, get 10% off your order. That could be a lot. 847-881-3060. Check out his reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
Times are challenging right now around the country, but True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before. And True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com to receive 50% off your spring application. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
A message from your locally owned AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care Center. AAMCO is open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair needs. They've made it easier than ever to complete all transactions and payments over the phone and offer curbside drop-off and vehicle pickup. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO for details or search AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO, AAMCO, Transmissions, and a whole lot more.
While hopefully you're all staying safe and healthy, many of you are probably at home now. You can use some of the time to spring clean, which brings me to that old car just taking up space in your garage. The time has come to get rid of it. When you donate your car to Cars for Kids, it can live on by giving kids a chance to succeed. And it can all be done in the comfort of your home. Thousands of people have experienced the ease and convenience of donating to Cars for Kids. No need to go out or do anything in person. You don't even have to be at your car when it's picked up. In an era when everything is just a few clicks away, donating a car should be no different. Go to carsforkids.com and donate with a click of a button or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. They'll send someone to pick up your car contact-free. And you'll receive a tax receipt and voucher for a vacation that can be used for 1 year. See for yourself how simple it is. Go to carsforkids.com or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now to donate. Remember, that's cars with a K.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Welcome to another edition of Friday Funk, the Shane's Meat Live Edition with Shane Reardon.
This is the ultimate steak sandwich. You want the Rolls Royce of beef.
Must eat beef.
It has to be fillet.
Mmm. Oh, that roast beef is capital T tender, man.
Today, we're going to use lamb. I know you're all out there going, lamb. Lamb is a great, great flavor.
Mm, yeah. Friday Funk.
That is so much flavor. Sweetness of the ham, that briny, pickly spice on the corned beef, and then there's a nice smoky flavor from the pit beef.
So much steak. Lungs filling. sinuses packed with meat.
Friday Funk, the Shane's Meat Live Edition.
Oh, charred and moist, like Satan's burps.
On the Dan Bernstein Show.
Nice. Live from Chicago, it's Shane's Meat. And it's brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. Grand Appliance is committed to serving Chicagoland during these unprecedented times of industry-leading delivery and in-store safety measures. Memorial Day sale pricing and an extra 5% back on most appliance purchases. Shop GrandAppliance.com for offer details. Grand Appliance, trusted since 1930. What is this music bed? This is bitching.
Stone Temple Pilots. It's called Meat Plow. Meat Plow. Very appropriate.
Perfect.
Thank you. And I don't even eat meat. I had to deal with all those meat sound bites for Shane Meadle.
More appropriately.
Thank you,
Ray.
You
could do it objectively. Yeah, this is good. That's like workout music there. I like that. All right, Shane, are you ready to go, man?
Let's go, baby.
We should do this. Before we grab a couple calls, the wings that you were tweeting about a couple of days ago, maybe it was over the weekend, were these smoked wings?
Are we talking about the Croatian ones or just the regular smoke wings that I did?
I wanted to know about both. What are Croatian wings?
So Croatian wings, it's more so the sauce. The honey that I use is a Croatian honey, and it's Joe Flam's recipe, season 15 winner of Top Chef. He is opening a Croatian restaurant when all this calms down. And it's a blend of Croatian honey and a Croatian smoked paprika, literally from Croatia. So that's the only thing that makes them Croatian. But like the key with wings, people don't really take the time to treat a chicken wing, which is, you know, thought of as just a cheap value cut. Take the time, put them in an air rack overnight in your fridge. And for every pound of chicken you have, add 1 tablespoon of salt and 1 tablespoon of baking powder. Toss it in there. Let it dry out in your fridge overnight. And it's the key to a crispy, crispy wing. But the sauce itself was Croatian, so that makes them Croatian. Also, the chicken I had imported from Croatia.
All right. Why don't we grab some callers here? And again, open to anything, whether it is you want to offer a thought for something awesome that you made, or if you have a question, if you got plans for the weekend, cooking some sort of animal, and you just want us to weigh in on it. Let's start with Jim in the Loop on the Score on Shane's Meat Live.
Yeah, I'm Colin. I want to know if you cook with sous vide at all. What do you think of that?
Stop it, Jim. I feel like this is... I go on the anti-sous vide crusade on social media all the time because it's cheating. Sous vide is cheating. You're boiling your meat in a plastic bag, and it can't overcook. You can keep it in there as long as you damn well please, and the temperature, whatever you set your sous vide prong to, if you want it to 128 or something like that, you put it in the boiling water, and it just goes there. Then all you got to do is sear it off. All you got to do is put your package of seasoning in the bag with it, and you can't mess it up. It's cheating.
So the wrap on it is that it's the perfect way to do it, then, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Right. Just so I understand what you're saying, you hate it because it makes perfect food.
Exactly. I like the element of the human element of surprise and, hey, I could mess this up. Let me try to use a little bit of skill here. So, Jim, you go ahead and ruin your life, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, I don't have the patience for it. No. My problem is, first of all, for me, cooking meat is the fun of it, is the tactile looking, hearing, having the tongs out and saying, well, maybe this spot of the grill is good for this piece right now. Yeah. And I know I always fight the instinct. I know you shouldn't move things too much, and that is a common grilling mistake. But that's the joy. See, to me, sous vide sucks the joy out of it.
Yeah. Yep. Totally agreed.
Patrick in Joliet, you're on the Score. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going? I need brisket advice. I'm trying to replicate the antique taco at Sox Park, the brisket taco. So good. Any advice you can give would be great.
What equipment do you have, Patrick? Are you working in an oven? Are you working on a charcoal Weber kettle? Do you have a smoker?
So I got the, just a regular gas grill and, you know, an oven I can work with. Whatever you can, yeah, nothing fancy. I don't have a smoker.
Okay, yet. So let's step it down a notch. Do you have a Dutch oven to go in the oven, or do you have a crock pot at the bare minimum?
Yes, I have a crock pot.
What about a Dutch oven?
I do not.
Might be worth a $25, $30 purchase of a Dutch oven.
Okay, let's do it.
I only have one. Okay, so
give me the Dutch oven advice.
Okay, Dutch oven advice. How many pounds is your brisket?
I haven't picked it up yet. You tell me what I need.
Okay, so let's go with a 5-pound brisket. You're looking at about 2.5 to 3 hours until the brisket is tender in your Dutch oven. The oven temperature should be about 275 degrees. But the very important part to get the flavor of the brisket is you have to trim the excess fat off. If you're going to get a freeze-packaged brisket and it's not fresh, it's probably not trimmed. So there is an element of silver skin on there, and there's a heavier fat cap that you're going to want to take off. In that Dutch oven, you want to build a flavor. So before you even put the brisket in, you're going to sear it off on all sides, get that nice and browned, and then just with a little bit of oil and a diced shallot and some garlic cloves, let that render off and let those things become aromatic before you then put your brisket in with maybe some beef stock and a little bit of red wine if you like to. Treat it just like a pot roast. Since you're not smoking it and we can't accomplish those flavors via a Dutch oven in your oven, treat it like a rump roast, a pot roast, a chuck roast, a pork shoulder, whatever you want. Just you need to introduce those flavors of red wine and beef stock and onion and garlic. It's not going to have that smoke. You could add like liquid smoke. I don't work with it often, but it's something you can get at any grocery store. But that's your best bet. I would go 4 or 5 pounds on the brisket and then 2.5 to 3 hours at 275 in your oven. But check on it often. You know, once it starts pulling apart with a fork is when you know you're good. Take your time with it, though. Low temperature.
Sounds great. Thanks.
That sounds really good. And, you know, I have found that the versatility of braising liquids, it's really hard to go wrong. Because for whatever reason, that slow cooking, braising meat, I don't know if it's cheating, but it tends to get the best out of whatever you put in and minimize anything that might not be as good. And it's why I discovered when I'm making chili, I know you made fun of me for this, but dark beer or stout and actual coffee. Actually, I like to make a pot, like literally day-old coffee that I use in my chili imparts that smoky mole-like quality. So if I were doing a brisket for tacos and you were braising it in that regard, I would definitely add some coffee in there if I'm needing to get some of that smoky texture.
Yep, I agree with you there. Or the liquid smoke. I just don't work with it often.
Mike is in Franklin, Wisconsin, and he's on the score. It's Shane Reardon, and this is Shane's Meat Live.
Hi, Dan and Shane. Love the show. I was wondering if you guys have any recommendations for cookware. It seems like all the nonstick stuff I buy wears out very quickly, and I was just wondering what some of your favorite cookware is.
I have lots of recommendations for cookware. So the simplest that you can do is just a Lodge cast iron pan. Get yourself a couple variations, an 8, a 10, and a 12. Very cheap. You can get a 3-pack for like 50, 60 bucks if you get it at the right time. And then it's just a key of taking care of it. You need to take care of your cast iron. Don't introduce it to soap. Don't introduce it to excess moisture. When you're cooking, don't introduce it to a lot of acidity. You don't want to do a long tomato sauce or a quick flambé with like lemon juice and a white wine. You don't want to do that a ton in a cast iron. That's your cheapest option. Step up from there is a material or company of a pan called All-Clad. So All-Clad is like a $50, $60 pan for a 10 and 12 inch. It's just, it has that nonstick quality, but it's dishwasher safe and it's very thick and it holds and retains and distributes heat very similar to that of a cast iron. I've got a few All-Clads. I've got my trusty 4 or 5 cast irons and then my Dutch oven. All can be purchased cheap. You don't have to go and spend $200, $300 on stainless steel All-Clad. That's your best bet. Forget those nonstick pans that you can get at Walgreens and Jewel and Mariano's and just your standard grocery store. Spend the extra couple bucks, 50, 60 bucks for a 2-pack of All-Clad on Amazon and get yourself a good trusty cast iron from Lodge.
312-6... Oh, sorry, Denise, still there. Thank you. 312-644-6767. That is the number for WSCR, the score, if you want to jump in and talk about what we're talking about here. I wanted to ask you, Shane, too, because, look, the prices are going crazy for meat right now because of everything that's happening at the processing plants, and there's been some inconsistency in pricing, and I know it's one thing that people do is tend to gravitate to less expensive cuts, where when you mention braising, if you do have the patience for it, it's a great way to kind of mad scientist your way into some really flavorful stuff. What is your favorite less expensive cut?
The hanger steak, by far, is you can get it for $7.99, sometimes $8.99 a pound at Mariano's. It's basically a muscle that sits above the esophagus in the front chest cavity of a cow that literally just hangs there and does absolutely nothing. It does nothing. It doesn't work for anything in the cow. It is the most tender. A lot of places call it the chef's cut because in the old days, the butchers would keep it for themselves. And a 400- or 500-pound cow, that only gives you like 1.5 to 2 pounds of hanger, but still it sits at $7.99, $8.99 a pound, depending where you get it. Beautiful, tender, fatty, nicely marbled cut. From there, just a standard chuck roast. A lot of the times a Jewel, you can get chuck roast for either $5.99 a pound, $3.99 a pound, or buy one, get one on some of their deals. And pot roast sandwiches, I tweet about them often. I've nailed down the recipe to a pot roast sandwich. Absolutely beautiful. We talk about the braising in the Dutch oven and then taking it out and crisping it up on the stovetop. And then bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs. Bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs you can get for $1 a pound somewhere, $1.99 a pound some places. There are so many things you can do with chicken thighs, bone-in, skin-on. So much flavor, absolutely packed with flavor. Anything that you cook with chicken breast, please right now immediately replace that with chicken thighs. Never cook a chicken breast again. I will find your house. Never cook a chicken breast again.
You know what I love? I love barbecuing leg quarters.
Mm.
The drumstick and thigh together, not disconnected, and just doing those. And somebody gave me the best advice for barbecue chicken that I've been doing wrong for so long. They said, if you have a gas grill, instead of in you can do indirect heat on a charcoal grill, but if you have a gas grill, turn it on, get it hot, and then turn it down halfway, like literally set medium. Salt and pepper on the chicken, skin side down, and don't close, leave the grill open, and walk away for a half hour. Walk away, and don't sauce it, don't season it. Walk away for a half an hour, come back, turn it over, and walk away for another half. And then come back. Then you can turn it up a little bit if you want to crisp it up a little bit, because I like some of the char one. And then you can mop it, you can sauce it, you can do whatever you want. But just dry ingredients, half an hour on medium one side, half an hour medium on the other, life-changing. And with the inexpensive chicken leg quarters, it is one of the first couple of bites of that, once you get through that perfectly charred skin, just incredibly satisfying.
That sounds gorgeous.
It's so good. It's so easy, too. But you're right. I had to learn. I was wrong about chicken. I guess I grew up wrong. It was always like, oh, white meat, or it's an extra charge for all white meat. Yes, I would like a fibrous block of chalk. Yum.
Horrible. See, my mom used to, you know, my parents grew up, my parents are similar to your age, only a couple of years older. They grew up, you know, you had to cook your pork chops at 195 degrees.
Yes.
You couldn't enjoy anything. And now we finally learned from the FDA, my pork chops are cooked at 140. You can have a little pink and everything. Don't be afraid to get sick once in a while. It's worth it.
I remember once saying to my mom, I made my roasted chicken. And she's like, wow, how do you get it so juicy? Like, I don't overcook it.
I don't cook it for nine hours, Mom.
Right, exactly. Love you dearly. But there was always a thing of being terrified by some pink on a bone. Like, yeah. I don't eat the bone. If I were eating the bones,
don't.
I might be worried about that. But I don't. Okay. I mean, I do know some people of a certain age who would crack the chicken bones and eat the marrow out of the bones. That's when you know you were a child of the Depression, or raised by children of the Depression, when you were doing stuff like that. We've got got more callers. We've got more calls. We have another segment of Shane's Meat Live, and we're going to do it. Whatever you got for us. You want to ask a question? You need a little bit of advice? You want to share a recipe? We're all going to be cooking this weekend because that's what we do now in our homes, and it's fun and it's good. So crank it up. We got more to come on The Score.
Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. Does it surprise me that Michael Jordan's former teammates are starting to voice their displeasure after the Last Dance? No. Look, that was a 10-hour vignette about how awesome Michael was and about how not as awesome everybody else is and was. Horace Grant is calling Jordan a liar for pointing at him as a locker room leak. He's also calling MJ a hypocrite for snitching on the cocaine parties of his early years. Craig Hodges has Horace Grant's back. Pippen is apparently livid over his portrayal in the film. One thing you might realize is Michael is a tight circle, and they're not former teammates or opponents. It's trainers and bodyguards and the guy that orders the pizza in Salt Lake. Mike doesn't do friends. He doesn't do compassion. He does him, and he does his legacy. Enough said. This is Damon Amendolara.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
Tired of looking at those four walls? Transform your space with a painting project. For inspiration, choose color from your couch with the new Color Portfolio app by Benjamin Moore. Download the app, take a picture or video of a room, choose a color, and see how your space changes. Order a color sample, and select Benjamin Moore locations will deliver right to your front door or meet you with curbside pickup. Call us today with your questions, needs, or issues. Visit BenjaminMoore.com to find a store near you. Times are challenging right now around the country, but True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before, and True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Go to TrueGreen.com to receive 50% off your spring application. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
A message from your locally owned Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care location. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair concerns. To protect you and our employees, we have implemented new curbside procedures to allow you to drop your vehicle without entering our center. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for details or search AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO, Amco, Transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Hey, everyone, especially all my junior NBA friends. I hope everyone's holding up in these difficult times. We know you may not be able to play with your teammates and friends right now, but there are still some ways for you to stay involved in the game. We're so excited to launch Junior NBA at Home, which will keep you active wherever you may be. Each day, we'll be posting drills and activities for you to do by yourself at home. Follow along at juniornba.com for all the latest, and be sure to use hashtag JuniorNBAAtHome when posting so we can learn something.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Welcome back to Friday Fung.
Who wants some man meat?
I do. I want some man meat.
Well, then my man meat he shall have.
Friday Fung, the Shane's Meat Live Edition.
Nice meat you got there.
On the Dan Bernstein Show.
Why, thank you. Shane Reardon is indeed today's executive producer, so we figured why not, going into Memorial Day weekend, to talk some meat. And I'm looking at some of the texting response here saying that this is phenomenal. I am very hungry and slightly aroused. Yeah.
Good.
There's Same. Definitely, as you can tell from the produced aspects of this, there's clearly some homoerotic subtext going on here.
Bring it on.
Not going to apologize for it. Rudy says, I finally get this stimulus check, and now I'm going to the butcher shop to spend it all, jerks. I'm
Hell
so
yeah,
hungry
Rudy,
now.
Bring me some.
Yep, says I'm ordering everything. The phone lines are open at 312-644-6767. I want to double back and touch on something you mentioned about removing the silver skin.
Mm-hmm.
That depending on the cut of meat you get, especially if it comes from around the plate, if you're talking about skirt steak, you know, hanger steak has a big tendon down the middle. Proper butchering matters, and especially if you're going to be marinating skirt steak, it's really important to get that as much of the silver skin off as you can. If you're doing a flank, which I love, I grew up on whole flank steak, and what my mom used to do was against those big grains of abdominal sinew, is the very light scoring of doing an X cut on the bias there, not deeply into the meat, but just enough to allow your marinade to penetrate. So for some of those, it makes a huge difference if you're doing a wet marinade to try to get the meat prepared properly. In Woodridge, it is Mitch, and Mitch is on the score. Friday Fung, Shane's Meat Live. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, boys, happy help to you.
You too.
Got a quick question here. I'm cooking for four, so I got a couple burners going. I got my garlic Parmesan green beans on one burner. I got mashed potatoes and a sauce on another. Using my cast iron skillet to cook one steak at a time. And so it's about two and a half minutes each side. And then by the third and the fourth steak, some of that seasoning is starting to adhere to that cast iron. I didn't know if there's some special way that maybe you can kind of clear that off for that third and fourth steak.
You don't want to. Mitch, don't do it. That's all flavor right there. So that could mean that your cast iron is not seasoned properly and it's attaching to too many of those browned bits coming off your steak. It could mean that you're seasoning too much and that pepper and salt or whatever you're seasoning your steak with is coming off and burning onto the pan. But without me seeing it, it could also just be complete flavoring. So either do a better job of seasoning your cast iron skillet and cleaning it when it's done, or send me a picture at Shane's Meat on Instagram or Shane_Reardon on Twitter, and I can try to help you figure out if that's a good stuff on the bottom or if you just need to season your pan better.
Thank you.
A lot of the time it's flavor, though. A lot of the time, yeah, that's just all flavor, as long as it's not burning.
And where are you, Shane, on when you do the cast iron thing of how and when to introduce a liquid or oil to be spooning it over, and whether or not you got like a sprig of rosemary in there, or yeah, a lot of people are using butter and maybe a splash of wine or something?
So I put, when I'm doing a steak, I put down a little bit of neutral oil, whether that be vegetable, canola, peanut, avocado, something with a high smoke point. And the key is, you can't put that oil in there until the pan is at your desired cooking temperature. If you put the oil in there when the pan is cold and then bring the pan up to temperature, all you're going to do is burn the oil off. So I let my cast iron heat up on high heat for 10 minutes. Then I throw in some avocado or peanut oil or corn oil. And then I put the steak in. Thickness is whatever, you know, 2.5, 3, 4 minutes, depending on the thickness. And then on the flip, I'll introduce my butter, a high-quality butter, a couple bulbs of garlic, and then either rosemary or thyme fresh, whatever I've got on hand. Do not put the dried rosemary and thyme from the little glass cylinders from the store in there because it's just going to burn. You want fresh sprigs of rosemary and thyme, and that's when I tilt the pan back toward me and start basting that butter and the rendered fat from the steak over the top for a good 90 seconds. Don't underdo that. Then when you take the steak off to rest, pour those cooking juices back over the top of it. This is so very simple to make a steak that's restaurant quality in your own home in 7 minutes. I feel like an infomercial right now, but it's so, so simple. I wish more people did it. Stop ordering out.
Just clean up with the sham wow when you got it right there. Kevin's in his car. He's on the score. Hi, Kevin.
I'm in a semi, but yep, and Shane is right. Hot pan, cold oil. Has to be. Shane, I got a question for you. I'm going to be grilling a goat. We have a smoker. We have gas grills. We have charcoal grills. We have a charcoal grill that is 6 foot wide and 4 foot deep. And I need to get a good dry rub for my goat.
Okay. You're looking at, like, I'm sticking with Middle Eastern spices here. So I'm thinking, like, ground coriander, I'm thinking turmeric, I'm, yep, thinking cumin, I'm thinking salt and pepper. But I wouldn't go necessarily all dry. If you have a giant cooler and you have the means to get, like, a crap load of Greek yogurt, I would do, ooh, a little bit of a marinade with some Greek yogurt and some fresh squeezed orange juice and, like, the zest from a bunch of oranges, let that sit overnight, and then throw your dry rub on there. But I'm thinking coriander, turmeric, cumin, stuff like that.
Yeah,
a little bit of mint.
What size to get? I've had real good goat, and then we've had some tough old goat.
I don't have a goat guy. I'm not sure. I would go with like the loin of the goat. That's the best cut of a goat I've had. And if you can, I'd go boneless.
Yeah.
Unless you're digging out like a trough like you would do in a spit roast for a pig, I would definitely go boneless on the goat.
Yeah, see.
And just keep it low. Keep
goat.
The temperature low.
Yeah, we put the whole goat right on the grill.
I think if it's turned out a little tough in the past, I think that might be your problem. You have to introduce a low temperature and a lot of flavoring on goat. Like you want to braise it, technically. You don't want to just introduce goat to high heat on a grill. You want to try to braise it. Best thing you can do is smoke it at a low temperature.
Low and slow. Got it.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Drive safe. Yeah, that's almost an Indian preparation that you have there, too, when you describe that particular. That's like a masala spice mix, too. And if you're going true Middle Eastern, like that, like a Moroccan tagine would be cinnamon, too. And then you get a little bit of that. Not necessarily sweet, but just get that kind of that cinnamon aspect, too. Mm-hmm. Brad in Bloomingdale, you are on the score. Shane's Meat Live.
All right, so we go from, you know, Kevin the Goatman in his truck to a new grill guy. Just picked up a single burner for my apartment, gas grill. And in the past, what I've done for tailgates is use flank steak, which perfect segue, Dan, and you know, chop them into cut them into strips, and then just marinated them, throw them on skewers, and then cook to order for, you know, anybody that's in the party. But this weekend, I want to start trying to incorporate more of the flank steak as a whole. So any tips that you guys have for flank steak cooking? And then after flank, do you have a cut recommendation or kind of the next step in my grilling process? Appreciate it, you guys.
So Dan's specialty is absolutely flank. He talked about that. With my flank, I like a good marinade because I think flank takes a marinade better than any cut of beef there is. So you need a fat, you need a fat in olive oil. You need an acid, whether that be a red or white wine vinegar or lemon juice or lime juice or citrus. You need a little bit of sweetness with maybe honey and then either some soy sauce or Worcestershire sauce. Let that sit overnight and then just salt and pepper. I like the honey in there a lot. I like the sweetness of the flank steak. And just go high heat. Don't be afraid to be aggressive with the heat. High heat on both sides. Flank is a very lean cut. It's not too
Don't overcook it.
Yes, please don't overcook
flank.
High heat for maybe 2 minutes. And then let it rest on each side. Let it rest for 10 minutes. But you really need to introduce a lot of overnight flavor with flank. It's not a cut you can grab at Jewel, bring it home, and then throw it on the grill right away. You really have to introduce some overnight flavoring.
If you want my mom's recipe that I grew up with, it was a flank steak that was lightly scored with a cross cut, salt and pepper, and then it sits in a glass Pyrex dish covered in Viva Italian dressing.
Ooh, that's special.
Right? But you know what? It gives you everything you need. You know, there's a little bit of the sweetness. You get your fat from whatever oil is in it and all of those seasonings. I'm not trying to win any contests here, but I know it was good, and I know it was enough to power my childhood. River Grove, Mark is on the score.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Can, yes.
Great show. I have a question. Have either of you ever made lamb belly? I just ordered a lamb belly online. It's 3.3 pounds.
Treated. I have.
Okay.
Is there bone in there, Mark?
No.
There's no bone in there.
So it's like an uncured lamb bacon slab almost?
Exactly.
Okay, so I've only done it with bone in, and at that point, see, lamb is different. Lamb belly is different. So you have to braise it and then remove the bone, and then there's a ton of cartilage in lamb, especially with the bone on. There may even be cartilage in there with your boneless. Check for cartilage, but you've got to braise it. There is some, perfect. So treat it just like there was a bone in it. You've got to braise it for about 3 hours at a low temperature, and then you're not done. You then also have to either grill it or cook it on a stovetop. Otherwise, you're just going to end up with mush. Lamb needs to be introduced to a braise at low temperature in the oven for a good 3-4 hours until it's tender, but not shredding apart tender. See, it's difficult. It's very difficult. You've got to monitor the lamb. You have to check it often and then grill it or on top of a cast iron on your stovetop at high heat.
So braise it low
for
about 3 hours, but not until it's fallen apart. And then finish it, let it sit, and then finish it on the grill?
Right. So you don't, like, ideally, you're going to braise it and then throw it in the fridge overnight and then finish it on the grill or stovetop the next day. I don't know a ton about, like, lamb belly flavorings, but I'd also go the Middle Eastern route on lamb and green herbs and stuff like that. But I do know the cooking process of it, and ideally you're braising it, putting it in the fridge overnight, and then cooking it at high heat on the stovetop or grill the next day.
That sounds great. Thanks. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. I also want to get back to the previous caller was asking about other cuts of meat if he enjoys doing flank. I'll tell you something that I have never done myself, but I love it, and it's less expensive, but it needs to be cut exactly properly because if you cut it wrong, it's not going to work. And if you have a Korean store near, a Korean butcher near you, I know they do it at the Jongbu market that is Kimball and the Kennedy, and you could get fresh galbi. It is a particular cut of beef short rib. It's a thinly sliced beef short rib that takes incredibly well to all kinds of marinades, and it's forgiving on the grill. Like, if you go for Korean barbecue and they bring you that big tub of wood charcoal and you do it yourself and you make lettuce wraps out of it with all the panchans around it, I really recommend, if you can find a Korean butcher, and do galbi, because it's just, the flavor is just off the charts, and it's so hard to get it wrong. What would you do, Shane, if you had to advise, if you're trying something different, if and when we loosen restrictions and you're cooking for somebody and somebody's like, ooh, I haven't tried this before, what would it be?
I mean, my introduction to people with standard grill food is always a chicken thigh. I think my chicken thighs are beyond unbelievable, and I do sometimes even a 36-hour marinade on them. It just with so much lemon and so much butter, skin on and everything. But you can't go wrong with just a ribeye over the grill or a charcoal specifically if you can. It's just my main thing here, and my main thing when I do the little Facebook Live cooking shows for the Score and for Team Hochberg, is trying to educate people on how easy this is. If you can just follow a little bit of direction and just, you can make restaurant quality food at home with a little bit of heat, with a decent quality grill and just a good cut of beef. So chicken thighs, ribeyes, just simple. You can do it at home by yourself without a problem whatsoever. I think that's your next step from Flank.
One last question for you here via text. The 847 says, Shane, my daughter's a pescatarian and we do a lot of shrimp. Getting bored with fried and scampi style. Any recommendations?
Bored with fried and scampi. Man, I go scampi pretty much always with like a tequila flambé. God, maybe throw it in a salad. I've been doing this arugula, like elote salad, lately with, you know, arugula, corn, a little spicy mayo, just, some avocado, chipotle powder. I would grill the shrimp skin on, then remove the skin and throw them in an elote salad with arugula. That just came in my head right now. I think that would go really
well
with that.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that tonight,
great.
To tell you the truth.
I would give you this recommendation, too. If and when at either Mariano's or Jewel, you see the wild-caught Argentine red shrimp,
yes,
buy them.
Yep.
Buy them. It's a market inefficiency. They are better and more tasty than other shrimp. They have a lobster-like quality. The price is relatively low. I saw them for $7.99 a pound at one point, $8.99. Buy them, and they're forgiving, and they're super flavorful. They're it's almost like a rock shrimp kind of texture to them. And I didn't really know, and I bought them just because they were there, and they looked different, and the price was good, and now I seek them out. So they're awesome at everything. When's the last time you did a baked shrimp Dijon?
I've never done a baked shrimp Dijon, and I don't plan on it because that sounds stupid.
Supper club style?
No. My shrimp recommendation, Mariano's Black Tiger Shrimp. It's not at that price. It's like $17.99 a pound, but splurge every once in a while. Get yourself some Black Tiger Shrimp. All right, get to David Haw.
Okay. You're looking at that's Shane, the producer, stepping in. Yeah, we're going to say hi to David Haw, talk to him about some of the Cubs stuff he wrote, and wish him a happy birthday. He's coming up next. That was really fun for Friday Funk, sending us into this three-day weekend on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hey, Lawrence Holmes here. Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever. So as America adjusts to the new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com and stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly. 670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by True Green. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Gina, global hotel chain executive, whose kitchen was outdated when she moved into her home 20 years ago, and she called to do a cash-out refinance to renovate her kitchen and build an emergency fund. Team Hochberg helped Gina secure a cash-out refinance to access $70,000 of her home's equity and gave her a full closing cost credit. Thankfully, Gina's job is safe for now, and she's in the process of redesigning and renovating her kitchen while putting $20,000 into an emergency fund. If you'd like to see if Team Hochberg could restructure your mortgage to help you gain access to your home's equity to remodel and build an emergency fund like they helped Gina, or just lower your monthly payments to ease the economic challenges caused by coronavirus, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg's helped thousands of Score listeners, but can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID. Or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
A message from your locally owned Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care location. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair concerns. To protect you and our employees, we have implemented new curbside procedures to allow you to drop your vehicle without entering our center. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for details or search AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO, AMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We want to be the best organization in the game. There's a lot of high-profile free agents still out there. A lot of fans wondering why more money wasn't invested in adding to the team.
Yeah, Matt, that's a pretty easy question to answer. We don't have any more. The fact is that, we've been in the top five in spending in baseball spend for the last 5 or 6 years. We're in the top couple in spending last year. We've put our money back on the field. Unfortunately, you just can't have a high profile free agent every single year. And part of that is how much it costs. I mean, whatever the $25, $30 million is going to cost. Plus, it's a 10-year commitment. And you got to pay those dollars.
Well, God forbid we pay the dollars. And that was a long time ago from a galaxy far, far away in baseball with just regular garden variety spending issues, let alone those affected by a global pandemic. David Hall was writing yesterday some interesting stuff and doing some detective work about the Cubs' claims that 70% of their revenue comes from game days. And actually, as it turns out, it might kind of be plausible. David Haw is on Twitter at David Haw. It's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. He is half of Mully and Haw, who you hear every morning, Monday through Friday, live and local on The Score, and he joins us now. Hey, David, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Now I'm very hungry, though, after listening to Shane push his chicken breasts. Now I'm kind of...
Right?
Or thighs.
Thighs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like Shane's thighs. Okay.
That's great. Yeah, he's into it, man. He's passionate. It comes through when he in his videos and his photography, and maybe they eventually we'll get some backers together and open up a restaurant. No, that's the idea of it. Were you surprised to unearth what you did when you looked at the publicly available documents that it may be reasonable that the Cubs are that reliant on game day revenue?
I was, Dan, because I think that at the beginning of the week when we heard Tom Ricketts tell season ticket holders that basically spell it out for them that, you know, 15% of the revenue was what the Cubs expected to derive this year because of the season, and that's if they play. He said 70% was the game day experience. That was from last year, and I thought that seemed high because the AP story and the reporting nationally had pointed out that it was a 39% national around the league. So that was the average around the league, 39%. Of game day experience contributed to the overall revenue for teams in Major League Baseball. So the Cubs having that kind of disparity made me skeptical. It just did. And I don't want to say challenged, but I think I asked rhetorically throughout the week, like, you know, I'd like to see Tom Ricketts justify or explain this. And so I just started talking to more people and tried to find out what the situation was. And in fact, I think that it is plausible, and I think that's the right word to use because we don't know when we won't because they're not going to open the books. But Liberty Media is a, you know, the Braves are one of the few publicly held sports franchises in the world. And as their parent company, Liberty Media has to post the financials. And so in February, they posted a revenue of $476 million in 2019, which surprised me. And the Braves also, how they got to that point had to, you know, it's easy to break down. So 63% of that revenue was from the same type of game day experience the Cubs were citing: tickets, concessions, merchandise, and parking. The Braves were 12th in attendance at 32,776 fans per game. The Cubs were fourth. The Cubs had a $471 million revenue in from Forbes report. In April. Now, I think that's a little low, which is what I found out. So if they're right around $500 million in revenue and they're fourth in attendance, it's not really implausible to think that 70% of the revenue is derived from the game day experience, given what we know about the Braves' factual reporting.
The more I thought about this, and I'm trying to think, and obviously years from now, there's going to be every kind of business school class taught about where our economy was, where business was, and what the pandemic meant and why it meant what it meant, are taking for granted the ability to gather. So if, in fact, the Cubs invested more heavily than other teams that we know in the crowd, in the building, in the area of the city, in the rooftops, so much of their business model was fundamental to the density of the actual gathering of people, where it's not advanced media, it's not necessarily some of these tangential media deals. It literally was more about the crowd. They may have bitten off a unique vulnerability to what we're going through right now that may resonate even into the years. No,
I think that's a great observation, and yet I don't know how you could have avoided it, because Dan, I think when you look at Wrigley Field, at Clark and Addison, that corner, what is the best thing about it? Location, location, location. And the Cubs maximized that. They took advantage of the proximity of everything in the neighborhood, of the quaint feel to Wrigleyville, and they monetized it. And in monetizing that, they maybe did put themselves in a situation that you called vulnerable, and they very much are. But I don't know what else they would have done, and I don't know that how you could have anticipated the kind of situation and the predicament they're in now, because they are victims of that, because now nothing around the ballpark, which is all tied into the baseball game, you know, that moment when those days, those hours that you spend on that corner, I just don't know how you could have avoided it, because now that's really hurting them, because you can't gather, and the ballpark isn't a destination anymore because there are no games to play.
We talked to Patrick Mooney about this earlier, but I keep thinking that Comcast can look at a still undone marquee deal and think, well, 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 who needs who more now than ever? And now we can sit around and talk all you want, but now if you're looking at a revenue stream, if you're talking about how your business is going to be conducted, we're going to talk some different terms.
They could definitely look at it like that. I think that the plan all along was, I think they were going to be close to a deal if the schedule would have gone off as we expected. I had the same expectation after talking to people surrounding the deal yesterday. It would surprise me. The Cubs have vowed, and I think this is probably, you know, no kidding, in the no kidding category, the Cubs have vowed not to change their demands because of how badly they feel like Comcast needs them now, because there is this huge, you know what the ratings will be? I mean, you know how many people are going to be drawn to their televisions even more so than before to watch Cubs games they cannot attend in person. So I think there is going to be an agreement. That would be a shocker to me at this point based on the information I gathered yesterday, if there isn't. So I think that's good news for everybody. And if they do change the terms, it will be contrary to the kind of information that I found out yesterday, when I think that the deal or the terms that they were negotiating before the pandemic are the ones they ultimately will agree upon after things get back to normal.
On another subject, we got some news that I talked about yesterday, just that summer hockey high school practice for right now is on. And I'm not sure if it's the same for the collegians, but there's all sorts of new procedures at least one Chicago rink that seem to be well thought out and seem to be well advised. And it may be the first beginnings of a return to normalcy in the hockey world will be at least some of the high schoolers will be practicing.
Well, you know what? That's great news, Dan. And I think it's going to be gradual. And I think they're being smart about it. And I know as a fellow hockey dad, you're glad to see it as well, because you need to get these kids back on the ice. And I welcome that as well. I welcome any sort of return from the NHL as we can incrementally, if it's intelligent and safe. So, yeah, the more hockey talk, the better, because as long as they're being as careful as it appears that they are, every sport has their own sort of idiosyncrasies, and hockey is no different. So I think that they're, from what I can understand, they're doing that, they're proceeding carefully and gradually, and eventually everyone will be back on the ice.
It sounds like, look, they're already wearing gloves, they're already wearing masks. Yeah, they're kind of halfway there at this point, so I'd look forward to seeing it. Although I can't watch practice. No parents can sit in there and watch practice, so that's kind of...
Oh, that ruins it, but can still drink at tournaments. That's a question.
Well, sneak in a flask, I guess. David, have a great weekend. Have a happy birthday.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Take care.
David Hall, co-host of the Scores Morning Show, along with Mike Mulligan. Lots of thank yous today. Thanks to David. Thanks to Patrick Mooney. Thanks to Eugene Friedman. And thanks to Shane Reardon for two lively segments of Shane's Meat Live. We will have to find some time to bring that back and do it again. Judging from the response via text and Twitter, that was well enjoyed. Thanks to Ray Diaz for doing what he does. Thanks to Jay Zawoski for booking up the show, too, for us. And thanks to you for listening for another week. Have a relaxing weekend as best you can. Take a deep breath. Try to enjoy some of the good weather. Stay socially distant. Wash your hands, wear a mask when you're indoors and you can't keep a proper distance, or even if you just feel more comfortable wearing a mask, that's good. If you are wearing a mask, wear it over your nose and your mouth. Because otherwise, if you don't, if you're just wearing it around your chin or not having it over your nose, you know what? You're not wearing a mask. So just have the courtesy to wear it properly. It's okay to think about the welfare of other people. You do it enough, it starts to make you feel better, believe it or not. Also, listen to doctors, and only listen to people who listen to doctors. Have a wonderful weekend. I will talk to you once again on Tuesday. Stay tuned for Lawrence Holmes.
Mully
and Haw here.
A lot of us aren't driving to work right now.
That means no car radio, but you still can start your day with us from the comfort of your home. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score.
You can always count on us for the latest Chicago sports stories. We're live, local, and we're keeping Chicago connected.
Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
You are paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit card, so you need to get refinanced. Refinance that debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Here's why. 19%. That is the national average credit card rate. That's the interest. With Lightstream, you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That will let you roll balances quickly from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan, even if it's just one card at that high rate. You got to get that rate down because that's where your savings are. Could be hundreds in savings, could be thousands in savings, depending on the size of the debt. And you think, okay, yeah, they stick you with fees to get all that money. No, 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 there's no fees. You think, well, I got to fill out a bunch of forms and send a bunch of things back and forth. No. The application is 100% online, quick and easy. Only got to wait forever for them. No, you get your money as soon as the day you apply. And Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. One very satisfied Lightstream customer said, I heard their ad on the radio initially. I was skeptical, but I went there, and they were right. It was that quick. It was that easy to go to Lightstream. And there's a special place you got to go to get a very special discount. Because you're listening, you can get an interest rate discount. The only way to get it is by going to lightstream.com/DanB. It's lightstream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more information.
Hi. Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now,